Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on May 29th, 2012, at the Top Hat, and features 9 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, I Got Lucky. This week's story comes to us from Don John Linton and is titled The Bragster, or The Summer That I Learned Pizza Sauce Eats Car Paint. Thank you for listening.
Howdy. Some reason, Mark, I thought you'd make something funny out of the bio I gave you. All right, it's the first time I've done this, so I'm a bit nervous. We'll give you advice first. Do not casually mention to Mark in an email that you'd be willing to do one of these. He will simply put your name on the list and say, hey, we're expecting you. All right, the name of my story is The Bragster, or The Summer I Found Out That Pizza Sauce Will Eat Car Paint. In a random spring or summer of the 1980s, we inherited an old 70s model Suburban from my father's company fleet. We promptly took a Sawzall and cut the top off. All the window struts, except for the ones holding the front windshield, and basically made it into a Jeep-like truck thing. We then painted it flat black, installing a PVC pipe roll cage. And as most of the things we did in our yard, our 1980s yuppies just loved this. I'm sorry, our 1980s yuppie neighbors just loved this one. We called this vehicle the Bragster, though I'm sure those same yuppie neighbors had other names for it. This vehicle was going to be our sag wagon for the Brag, which is the bike ride across Georgia. This trip started in North Georgia this year and went down to Jekyll Island, which was an island south of our hometown, St. Simon's Island. So our friends, my older brother and us, decided, hey, we'll go on the Brag. That'll be fun. It ends right on Jekyll. And so we take off for the Brag. It's basically a bike ride for about 7 days. You ride anywhere from 30 miles to 70 miles a day, and you eventually make it across Georgia. And you have the sag wagon following you, carrying your gear, your camping stuff, your food, your bikes, repair stuff, so fun stuff like that. So we're on the Brag, and we're just finished up a long, flat run, about 60 or 70 miles, end up in this small town in about mid-Georgia. Surprisingly, you get up early. It doesn't take long to ride 60, 70 miles on a bicycle, especially if you're moving from North Georgia to South Georgia. It's downhill. So we end up in this town, and this night we got a hotel, because every couple of nights we'd get a hotel so we could sleep away from the campground, shower, you know, get away from it all. And we got a hotel. We met some other Brag people at the hotel, including who we will now call Jimmy, who was also a young high school kid, but he was riding the Brag with his parents. I have a feeling Jimmy would really prefer to be riding the Brag with friends as opposed to his parents. So we asked Jimmy, hey, you want to go have some lunch with us? We're going to a pizza place down the road. And Jimmy's all up for it, so we go to lunch. Six or seven of us pile into the Bragster, and this is before the advent of seatbelt laws, and we had pulled most of the seats out of this Suburban, so we're just all hanging in this truck. We left the front bench seat, and that was about it. That was for our driver to have a place to sit. And we go eat lunch. We have some good pizza and end up with a to-go box with a good many slices in it. And we leave our pizza restaurant and pile back into the Bragster. We're heading down the main drag, and all of a sudden we hear Jimmy say, yeah, I got him, I got him. And we're confused, look back, you got who, Jimmy? What's going on? He's like, I got him. I put a slice of pizza right on that state trooper's windshield. Okay, that's great. Let's not do that. And we look back. Sure enough, about a half mile behind us, taillights of a state trooper flashing up, and it's turning around. Brant, turn, turn! Brant, our driver, turns, and we head off into the back blocks of this little Georgia town, cut through some back alleys, and Jimmy yells, "Yeah, I got those, too! I got them!" We're like, "Whoa, what are you doing?" "I got those Buicks! I laid a pizza on them!" I'm like, "No, no, Jimmy, quit throwing our dinner at cars! Cut it out!" So we headed towards our hotel, the only refuge we could think of. We got lucky. We got to the hotel and never saw the state trooper. The hotel, of course, this is a sideline, is right behind the local cop shop. On the same block, right behind the local cop shop. We park the Bragster, get out, and go get ready for that night's party. Some of the bikers rode their bikes out to the campground. Others caught rides with other braggers, and that left Brant, our driver, my older brother David, and myself to take the Bragster. So we head out, and we're driving out down this little country blacktop, and a cop car pulls behind us, promptly turns on its lights, and pulls us over. We get pulled over. The cop gets us out of the car, says, "Line up along the truck," lines us up, checks our IDs, asks our age, and then another cop car pulls up, and out of this steps a big fat white cop and a little skinny, light-skinned black cop. And the first cop says to his fellows, "Hey, I got him." And at this point, we still don't really know what we're getting pulled over for, but, you know. And the first cop looks at us and goes, "So, can you secure this vehicle?" And we look at each other. I guess that's something we missed. It's hard to secure a Suburban once you cut the top off of it. So they separate us. My brother and his friend Brant go with the first cop. I get in the car with the two cops, and we head back towards town. Driving to town, the cop car starts to sputter. Boom, 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 boom. And then just kind of sputter some more jerks. Cops pull it over, and it dies in the parking lot of a Piggly Wiggly. So I'm sitting in the back of a cop car, two cops up front looking at each other, look back at me. "Hey, what's going on?" We get out of the car and just kind of lean up against it. They radio their stations. "Hey, we broke down. We're in the Piggly Wiggly." And we're standing there. You know, me, 15 years old, wearing my sunglasses because I was 15 years old. I always keep the sunglasses on. This was the 80s. And then another cop car pulls up. They talk for a little bit. We get in the cop car. The one little guy says, "I'll get in the back with him. I'm not scared of him." Like, you know, I was threatening at 15, wearing sunglasses. And we head back to the cop station. So I can see my time ticking down, so I'm going to make a long story a little bit shorter. And we're back at the cop station. They separate us out. I go in. I see my older brother and Brant in one room with an older cop and a guy in plain clothes. And they lead me to another room. A little bit later, the older cop and plain clothes guy comes in, talks to me. "Hey, what happened?" "Oh, we met this guy, Jimmy. He a little bit crazier than us, and he started throwing pizza at cars." So the plainclothes guy, turns out, is the Buick dealership owner. And Jimmy had landed a couple of slices on his cars, and it turns out pizza sauce can eat the paint off a car. Maybe this was an 80s thing, I don't know, but that's what the dealership guy was claiming. Well, he didn't want us. We were lucky in that aspect. He wanted Jimmy. So the dealership guy and the cops come up with a plan to get Jimmy. They take my older brother and his friend Brant to go stage a sting and pull him out of the restaurant he's eating at with his parents, and thereby hopefully letting us off. While they're gone, I'm left with the two cops that originally picked me up, and we get to talking. Well, they got this report about pizza being flinged at Buick's earlier in the day, and they had been looking for this black, they thought it was a truck or Suburban or something, all day long. Well, I told them, yeah, we're staying in the hotel right behind your guys' station here, right there. And it's been parked there all afternoon. Yeah, they felt a little bit inadequate or dumb or something at that point. We got to be kind of buddies. They assured me that this would be simply filed as a detained and questioned in file 13 category. Poor Jimmy got picked up by the cops. He got arrested. Don't really know what happened to him. We saw him later on the trip, and he went talk to us after that. But we were lucky enough not to be charged with repainting the two or three Buicks that pizza sauce will eat. Thanks, you guys. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
Tell Us Something is brought to you by the bookstore at the University of Montana and the Top Hat Lounge. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. More at montanabookstore.com. The Top Hat Lounge, regularly bringing Missoula great live music. More at tophatmissoula.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. More at factandfictionbooks.com. Garage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. Montana is for badasses. Find them at garagetees.com. Josh Quick, illustration and design. More at quickjosh.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards, and music. Rock and Rudy's, great people, great music. More at rockandrudy's.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. They have new music up on their site. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for October 9th at the Top Hat. The theme is forgiveness. Find us on twitter.com/PSSTTELLUS. twitter.com/tellus. And at Facebook at facebook.com/tellussomething. And at tellussomething.org. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours?